Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 2.25 cents at 582.5. July wheat down 4.25 cents at 639.25, and July beans down 3.75 cents at 1410.5. We were pressured lower by relatively good weather out here. The market rallied at 7:30. When the CPI came out, Consumer Price Index, it was up 4.9 from last year. So that's a pretty healthy number. It rallied the stock market. It rallied the bonds. It broke the dollar a little bit here, but it certainly helped the grains come back off their lows, but we didn't trade higher. We've got good rains coming in Texas and Oklahoma, several inches. Kansas will get some of those rains, but again, I think it's getting too late to do much good. North Dakota has got 2 days of potential planting out there. They've got today and tomorrow, then the heavy rains come in again. So they're way behind, and they'll get caught up somewhat in these 2 days, but we'll see if they can get more done. Ukraine, Russia, Turkey, and the UN are moving to more talks this week, trying to avoid the end of the grain agreement. They're trying to work out an extension. Most traders around the European community don't believe that there's going to be any deal out here, but the grains kept moving lower, so it's hard to tell. Right now, is it possible they could get a last-minute deal? I suppose it's possible, but it looks a little bit unlikely. We'll have the report on Friday. Everybody's looking for bearish numbers. The general tenor is that whatever big numbers might cause lower prices, end users are going to look to snap it up, and we could wind up higher by the end of the day. If it's a bullish report, you've got the funds heavily short corn and wheat, short some oil out here, so we could certainly see a significant rally. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.